and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Astro cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Astro card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Astro.
Stakeholders react to appointment of technical committee on constitutional amendments. Concord dismisses Bet Power and Betway against 10% betting tax. In global news, Ivory Coast bans rallies as opposition leaders barred from October election. Good afternoon. With the Phoenix FM main news of 13 hours, my name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. The Governance, Elections, Advocacy and Research Services, GEARS Initiative Zambia, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for appointing a technical committee which will undertake wide consultation with citizens and stakeholders on constitutional amendments. GEARS Initiative Zambia Board Chairperson Laxon Lungu is hopeful that citizens and stakeholders will take advantage of this committee to make submissions on this very important national matter. Mr. Lungu says Zambians now have a chance to give themselves a constitution that fully expresses their collective aspirations, and has called on the technical committee to ensure well-structured and systematic engagements with citizens and various stakeholders as they undertake their noble duty.
As part of the consortium of CSOs which supported the amendment of the constitution, we had some concerns on the procedures which did not involve broad-based consultation. We were among the civil society organizations who called for the withdrawal of Bill 7 in order to undertake wider consultation with citizens and other stakeholders. We are excited that the chairperson of our consortium of CSOs, Mr. Isaac Mwanza, is part of the technical committee.
Meanwhile, CSO Consortium for Good Governance Deputy Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the move by the President demonstrates his respect for the ruling of the Constitutional Court and his earlier pledge that constitutional reforms would only proceed after meaningful consultation with citizens.
A constitution is a people's document, and its review must be driven by a broader representation of citizens rather than being limited to lawyers or technical experts. We therefore support the inclusive nature of the appointments and urge all members to place national interests above all else. The President's commitment to encouraging a wider spectrum of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, traditional leaders and the general citizen, will enhance both the legitimacy and the credibility of the constitutional reforms process.
But Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has strongly criticized President Hichilema's decision to appoint a technical committee, arguing that the move is yet another example of the president's disregard for legal precedent following a landmark ruling by the Constitutional Court in September, which declared Bill No. 7 unconstitutional, illegal, now and void. Mr. Sinkamba says the court's decision should have been a clear signal for government to abandon his quest to amend the constitution, especially with just 6 months remaining before parliament is dissolved.
If he had withdrawn it, it means that it was not eligible to be submitted again during this session of parliament. Now, a deferment means that it can be brought after 6 months to parliament, according to Standing Order number 121 of the parliamentary rules. Now, how do you really decide to defer a bill that is unconstitutional, declared so by the Constitutional Court, which is the ultimate court in this country in terms of any constitutional issues, including the Constitution itself?
And the Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, has expressed concern over the absence of youth in the recently appointed Technical Committee on Constitutional Reform. ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Muziamba notes that with youth making up a large portion of the country's population, their perspectives are essential for developing a framework that can stand the test of time.
We are expressing concern over the noticeable absence of youth in the recently appointed technical committee, tasked with constitutional reforms. As a think tank organization focused on entrepreneurship, environment, governance and empowerment, we believe that the inclusion of young people is crucial for the development of a sustainable and forward-looking constitutional framework. The exclusion of youths from this critical process undermines the potential for a constitution that truly reflects the aspirations of all Zambians. With young people representing a significant portion of the population,
the Constitutional Court has dismissed an application by Bet Bio Zambia Limited Trading as Bet Power and Emerald Bay Limited Trading as Betway, seeking to restrain the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, and the Attorney General from imposing and collecting a newly introduced 10% excise duty on betting stakes. The court ruled that the petitioners failed to demonstrate a sufficiently serious constitutional issue to justify suspending the law and reaffirmed the pay now, argue later principle, emphasizing that granting an injunction would undermine the statutory duty of ZRA to collect taxes. The petitioners had argued that the tax was excessive, ambiguous, and unimplementable, while ZRA maintained that it was a consumption tax borne by betting players, not operators. The court held that restraining ZRA from collecting the tax would be unjustified, as it would elevate the private interests of the two betting companies over the public interest in revenue collection without any serious constitutional question or proof of irreparable harm. The application for interim injunction was dismissed, allowing ZRA to continue collecting the excise duty. The constitutional challenge will proceed to full hearing, but with this dismissal of the application by the two companies, the excise duty on betting services remains in effect. This is according to a statement issued by Oliver Nzala, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager. In more news, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has fined two companies in Dola, namely SGC and Buana Logistics, 40,000 kwacha each for non-compliance with labour laws, with the fines expected to be deposited into the government account by Friday next week. This follows an inspection conducted by a team led by the Labour Assistant Commissioner, Dr. Joseph Kaindama, which uncovered a series of violations at both companies. Key among the issues was the discovery that the current human resource officers at SGC and Buana Logistics are not affiliated with the Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management, the statutory body regulating professional HR practitioners. The inspection also revealed several labor infractions, including indiscriminate dismissals, improper charging of drivers for tire wear and tear, and the lack of proper personal protective equipment, PPE, for employees. In response, the ministry has ordered Buana Logistics to immediately provide adequate PPE for all employees exposed to sulfur and coal, with an instruction to the company that it facilitates the unionization of all 350 currently non-unionized workers, allowing them to join unions of their choice.
We have also charged the company an administrative penalty amounting to 40,000 kwacha for failing to make employees aware of the company policies. And because I don't know whether the company thinks the policies are made for Ministry of Labour to please inspectors, but that is not the case. The policies are put in place so that employees can follow them and the business can run smoothly and be productive enough to be profitable.
Pan-African Chamber of Commerce and Industry Vice President Chabuka has held the signing of a $1.4 billion agreement between China, Zambia and Tanzania to rehabilitate and modernize the Tanzania-Zambia Railway to Zara. Mr. Kawesha says the project marks a major step towards Africa's goal of regional integration and trade under the African Continental Free Trade Area, with the modernization of the historic railway line linking Zambia's industrial hub to Tanzania's port of Dar es Salaam expected to ease the movement of goods and boost cross-border commerce. In a statement, Mr. Kawesha described the Tazara deal as a landmark achievement for Africa's trade and industrialization, further urging all partners to ensure the